We know how important food is for us to keep up our physical strength. We know that if we eat the right kinds of food in the right proportions and the right amounts, we will keep our bodies strong and healthy and keep them working right. We don't get enough food, we'll become malnourished and our bodies will become weak and we'll become sick. Likewise, we eat too much junk food, too much unhealthy food, we do that all the time, our bodies develop diseases. You know, we become obese, develop diabetes, all these different physical ailments will start to manifest if we eat too much of this junk food. Well, just as our bodies need proper nourishment, so does our spiritual lives. Our spiritual lives need nourishment. It's just as necessary. We see this foreshadowed in the first reading, where the prophet Elijah was about as discouraged as they can get. He was ready to go sit underneath that tree and just give up. Just take my life now, I'm done. Because he had been chased out of Israel for prophesying as our Lord had commanded, and had been threatened by the wife of the king of Israel, threatened that his life was forfeit for doing this. So he was ready just to give up. He was done. Well, God sent via angels some food for him, and he ate the food, and he was given enough nourishment from this food to undertake a 40-day, 40-night journey to the Mount Horeb. Not only that, but the food gave him the nourishment and encouragement, the strength to continue in his role as prophet. Well, we can receive nourishment that we need through the bread of life, through our Lord Jesus Christ. As our Lord says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. As St. Paul says, Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. Our Lord gave us himself so that we can have the spiritual nourishment that we need by receiving him in the Eucharist. Now, I've said before, as a matter of fact, I said this last week, that when we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, we are united to him and united to each other. But the Eucharist also gives us the spiritual strength that we need to continue on our daily walk through life. As we go through life, it saps us not only physically, which is why we need food every day, but spiritually as well. It takes a toll on our spiritual life. And we need this nourishment that we receive from the Eucharist to re-energize our spiritual life. The Eucharist also helps us enter into the final journey through death that we will all take. When we receive our Lord at the last moments of our lives, last days, last hours, we call that viaticum, food for the journey, food for the way is what that literally translates as. It gives us the strength that we need for that journey through death to eternal life, that final journey that we will undertake. It's important to realize that the spiritual strength that we get from the Eucharist is as important to us as the physical strength is that we get from food. Now, I think most of us, if not all of us, would not go several days without food. We might miss a couple of meals. We might miss even a day without eating anything. But we would not willingly go several days without food. We would want to make sure that we receive some food in that period. Well, unfortunately, many Catholics withhold the spiritual nourishment that they need. They deprive themselves of the spiritual nourishment that we receive in the Eucharist by not receiving our Lord on a regular basis, at least, you know, the once a week that we're encouraged to come to Mass. You know, we should be attending Mass on a weekly basis, if not more frequently, to receive this spiritual nourishment, not just merely because it's an obligation to come to Mass on Sunday and holy days of obligation, but because we desire the spiritual nourishment. I celebrate daily Mass here because I need that nourishment on a daily basis. I daily need to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, just as I daily need food to keep my physical strength up. I need that spiritual nourishment on a daily basis. We need to be nourished by our Lord as often as we possibly can, to seek every opportunity to receive him, and to not allow anything to interfere with that, not get between us and our Lord. Because this spiritual nourishment that we receive allows us to follow St. Paul's admonition to be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So let us receive our Lord with joy and be open to that spiritual nourishment for which we all hunger and for which we all need.